This is the Made for Living Well podcast, hosted by Alexa Sherm, the place to create a life well lived.
Welcome back to the podcast. I am so glad you're here because today we officially launch Health School. Now, Health School is going to be a prolonged podcast series that really breaks down the foundations of health. Now, there is a progression to these podcasts, so it is important that you follow along. But to make this a little bit easier and easier to digest, I've decided to shorten the podcast to roughly 15 to 20 minutes of information. Now, I know that health can be overwhelming and confusing, and I really want to start breaking that message down to give you the most important pieces in a short amount of time. Now, with that, I'm going to offer a lot of additional resources that can help you through this podcast journey and really lay the basic foundations so that you can create health. It's not about waiting. It's not about working excessively hard, but it's understanding you have what you need inside of you. And I want to teach you how to influence that and make it personal to you so that you can create a lifestyle of living healthy. That is the most important part for me, is that you become the expert of your own body and learn how to create health within that. So every single week, you're going to get a couple of podcasts. They're going to vary from more of the scientific to also the lifestyle or the practical application. As I mentioned, there's lots of resources to go along with this podcast series, and you can find all of that at The Living Well. Now, one of the best resources that you could get is Health Made Simple. It is a class that expands on Health School. It makes it more personable. There's handouts and downloads that go along with every single topic. Plus, you get more personalized help from me. If you're interested in that, head to The Living Well, check out Health School, and get signed up. Inside that course, you're going to get more expanded versions of all the lessons we're doing on the podcast, with all the handouts that really help to make it personal for you. You can find all of that at The Living Well, including more information on today's podcast, which the very first lesson in Health School is what I consider to be the absolute most important thing in health. If you listen to no other podcast in this series, congratulations, because you're getting the epitome of what it means to actually live healthy. And it also happens to be the thing that so many people overlook, especially in this chase that we call health. And that is energy. Now, I know energy can sound really woo-woo and really out there, but if you just go back to your everyday life, I really think you'll find that energy is the thing that you're most aware of when it comes to your overall health. You're tired, you need caffeine, you feel like you're craving all the things, you're burnt out. Like, there's lots of different terminology that we use to describe our energy level. On the other hand, sometimes you might feel like, I'm feeling really energized, I feel really vibrant, I feel alive. We can see both ends of the spectrum, but in our everyday life, our body is this massive biofeedback signal that is really communicating to you how your energy is performing. Now, it's communicating that information because energy is truly the most important and critical factor of your overall health. In fact, it's energy that determines how your entire physiology functions. And understanding this is why it is the most important aspect of health, because before you're even physiology, we are a metric of physics. Like, your energy always begets your structure. And I need to be very clear about this, because we are a people who look for health to constantly change the functioning of our cells, of our hormones, of how we look. But the only function that can actually do any of that is by learning how to alter and influence your energy in a positive way. Because you can't change the structure of your body, you can't change your hormonal flow, without changing the patterns of messaging that are birthed out of the safety or the function of your overall energy level. And energy happens to be the thing that brings all of you together. It is truly your human essence. It's the connection between your mind, body, and soul. And that's why all year long inside Health School, we are going to be talking about energy. Because if I can get you to learn how to alter and influence your energy in a positive way, you change every single function from your body. Not just specific systems, although those will be altered too, but in a way that healthifies the whole. And it's not to say that the specific systems like your hormones or your neurotransmitters or your lymphatic flow or your cardiovascular output, those things all matter. But I think when it comes to health, one of the big things that we're missing is how they're all working together. We've gotten really good about separating out these specific systems, like even just looking at your hormones. But your hormones are not acting alone, but they're acting in regulation with the whole entire body. Everything is really working together. And I think this is why we haven't advanced as far as we thought we maybe should or would have in the health space. I also think it's why we have more people that are unhealthy than ever before. It's not necessarily because of what we know is wrong, but we spend so much time isolating specific systems in labs or petri dishes or taking cells out of the whole that we really still don't understand what it takes to be healthy. And really, what it takes individually to experience the change that you're looking for. Honestly, it all comes down to how is it all working together? And how it all works together is solely influenced by your energy. So we really have to understand energy, and we're going to take a couple of these podcasts or lessons to do so. But today, I just want to give you the foundation, the understanding that it is your energy level, your flow, and the creation of energy inside your own body that is going to dictate every other response, hormones, neurotransmitters, lymphatic output, your kidney functions, every single function based on your energetic level. Now, to really understand this, it's important to understand what energy is. And honestly, I think one of the reasons why health has become so confusing is because we have kind of a mixed up view of what energy means. When we look at health, we really do understand energy is important. That's why we got into the whole subject of calories, right? Calories are a metric of food energy. And we've associated that if we can alter the food energy of our body, we can then alter our internal biological energy, which is partially true. But we miss a lot inside of that equation when we neglect to understand it's not just about what we do to our body, it's what our body does with what we do. Like, it's not just about the food that you consume, but how your body is going to break down, metabolize, and use the food. And that all stems from this threshold or level of energy inside your body. So energy, in the most simplistic form, is the essence of life. It is not something that can be created nor destroyed based on the laws of physics. It is always there, but it's how that flow or how your cells generate and create that energy that is changing the outcome and health of your entire biology. And this is really important to understand because we have to see that health is not just about what you do. If it were about a simple equation or just working out more, we would be a thin, healthy nation. But it doesn't work that way because we miss the understanding that it's not just about how you try to manipulate energy and your external world. It's how that energy is interacting with your internal energy. It's really, what is your body choosing to do with the things that you do? And it's there that every other thing changes. And what your body chooses to do is based on its internal flow of energy. whether it feels safe and abundant, like this expansion form of energy, or whether it feels threatened and scarce. We're going to talk a lot about this in the coming podcast. But because energy is the essence of life, it is what gives us life, it becomes the most foundational aspect of health and how much energy you have inside your body, or how open that flow is and how you're generating that energy, is going to dictate the response of your entire physiology, not to mention your structure. Now, across the board, every human is looking for a balanced energy. We're all looking for that homeostatic level that is deemed healthy. And when it comes to actually measuring energy inside the human body, that has been found to be at a frequency, which is a measure of energy, at around 432 hertz. So essentially, like the sun is emitting a frequency, or your favorite radio station is emitting a frequency, it has to do so in the right frequency in order to sustain and achieve the specific outcome. Like, take a radio for instance. If you've ever done like the old school dial on a radio looking for your favorite station, you know that anytime it gets even slightly out of its intended frequency or the right frequency, it allows static, it sometimes interference with other radio stations, maybe even AM radio, to come on, and it really distorts and jumbles the frequency that is going to create the best sound or tune that you're looking for. Like, you have to find the right frequency in order to truly experience the radio station. And your body is no different. In order to truly experience health, you have to emit at the right frequency. And anytime that frequency gets pulled out of balance, you're going to insert more static, more interference. And that static and interference affects every single cell inside your body. We're going to talk about this balance in the next podcast and how important that homeostatic balance is and what's altering that in unhealthy and healthy ways. But for now, I just want to be clear that your energy level or this frequency is really dictating the function and the structure of your body. And when it comes to structure, the thing that most people are trying to change or alter, we tend to neglect this or do this in unhealthy patterns that actually leads the body to break down the healthy structures that you're looking for in effort to produce the energy that it's been neglected of. Like, let's take, for instance, you want to lose some weight. What we don't understand in that equation is it's not necessarily about losing weight, but about producing the right structure. And when you produce the right structure, it alters the look of your body. It's like the difference between muscle mass and body fat. Muscle mass is this expansion form of tissue. It's these expansion cells that not only make you look better, but they actually help your body to generate energy. They're metabolically healthy, metabolically active. On the other hand, body fat tends to be more of a reduction form of energy. Instead of expanding and creating and generating energy, it actually slows it down. It's the storage site for energy. When energy feels scarce or threatened, your body is going to produce more body fat. Now, when you have more body fat, of course, it changes the structure of your body. Now, a lot of the times when we look at just losing weight, we miss what's really going to help us change our appearance and make us feel better. And it's not weight that you necessarily want to lose, but it's a shift in structure. You want to lose body fat and build more muscle mass so that it alters how you look, but not only alters that, it enhances your flow of energy, creating more of a thriving state. Unfortunately, most of our tactics to lose weight come out of the form of just suppressing energy across the board. You burn more energy, you eat less energy, you do all of these metrics to try to manipulate energy in a way that forces your body to break down its own cells in order to generate the energy that it needs. This is not healthy, and it really doesn't get anyone anywhere long term. In fact, it's why 98% of all diets fail, is because we neglect to understand it's not just about manipulating external energy, but it's how your body is reacting and being influenced by that energy. And you might be able to get away with it or see some results, quote unquote, results in the short term, but long term it doesn't work because you've neglected the importance of building healthy structure. And the big point inside this podcast that I want to make is that your energy is dictating your structure, and your structure is dictating your resiliency or your level of health. And that level of health is going to dictate how you respond and interact with all of life. When you're lacking energy, you tend to break down those healthy structures, you start to produce more body fat, and your cells start working more in isolation. In the process, you reduce your resiliency. You become more sensitive and inflexible in life, and that's going to alter your entire life, including your human essence, which I think is really fascinating work. But all of that to say is, energy is the single most important element of health. And how much energy you have inside your biology is going to change the structure of your body. Your physics before your physiology, your energy begets your structure. And if you really want to change how you look and change how you feel, you have to start to look at your internal energy. And to get healthy, learn how to protect and expand that energetic potential, which is called your metabolic potential, so that you can increase your metabolism and really move into that place of thriving. It changes the entire core of who you are. The better energy you have, the healthier the structure you have, the more resiliency you have, and it will completely change the outcomes of how you live. But it all goes back to energy. Now, as I mentioned in the next podcast, we're going to talk about creating and balancing energy inside your body and that importance of that homeostatic balance. But for now, I really just wanted you to understand that the energetic threshold that you live is going to change the structure of your body. Just like the energetic level of water is going to change the structure. The lower energetic level, it's going to turn into ice. And the higher the energy, it turns into vapor. The structure completely changes. The same is true for your physiology. The structure of your body, the integrity of your cells, how you look is all determined by your energy flow. So to get started with this series, I have a little bit of homework for you. It can't be health school without a little bit of homework. And that homework is for you to understand right now, in this moment, your threshold of energy. Now, I have some easy resources to do this. And that is, one, you can head to The Living Well and take the energy quiz. The energy quiz is going to give you an overall generalized idea based on four different levels of energy of where you currently fall. This is not to beat yourself up about. Most people have no idea that the healthy things they're trying to do are actually sabotaging their energy in more unhealthy ways. But it also gives you some good starting points or action steps that you can actually use right now to change your energetic frequency. And this is what I love so much about energy, and you're going to hear this more and more, is energy can always be influenced, and it can be influenced immediately. And so just taking action and putting these steps into practice can completely change how you feel, maybe not changing your structure right away, but knowing deep down in the core of who you are, influencing your energy in a positive way, even in all these small little changes you make, is having a profound impact. And consistently over time, that will change the structure. Just like it takes a little time to melt some ice, it's going to take a little bit of time to shift your structure. But it can be done if you pay attention to the action. So take the quiz, find out where you are, and then make sure you head to today's blog post that goes along with this, because I'm going to give you a tracker that helps you understand where your energy threshold is based on your temperature or the amount of heat your body is producing. Is very indicative of the amount of energy your cells are generating. Heat is a byproduct of energy generation. Therefore, we can get a better understanding of the flow and energy generation of all your cells based on your internal body temperature. So make sure you head on over to the show notes where I give you more information and a downloadable tracker that's going to help you track this, which is your goal all month long, to track your temperature and your pulse rate so you can get a good indication of where you're starting from. And then we can use that all year long to make sure you're making adequate changes and really moving in the right direction. So you can find all of that at The Living Well. And then don't forget to come back in the next podcast where we're going to dive into metabolism and its role in creating a homeostatic balance inside your body. Really, it's the home of learning how to alter and influence energy, which again is the most important and influential element of health. Head to The Living Well, and I will see you back here in the next podcast.